dig in. There we go. I'm back. Just while the band's getting their seats, I just want to share. We were going to start sharing a little bit about what each ministry in the church does. So today was supposed to be the day that we share about what Children's Church does. I'm just taking note how God decided to say, watch this move. So when the setup team is next, fair warning, it might be the church might look a little different. I'm just noting, right? Let me pray for us. So Father, we thank you that you are good and you do good and you work for good. And that we can come this morning, just bring our hearts again and let you come and speak to us from your word about your son. Amen. Amen. Okay, so when I came in this morning, I had a sermon prepared. But when I came in this morning, I saw Andreas, where is he? He's in the parents' room, running through the door, and I heard the Holy Spirit say, let the children come to me. And I didn't understand it at the time, but here we are. So he will not be denied. I want to say welcome to our guests of honor. If you're a child in the house, just give me a wave so I can see who I'm speaking to. There we go, there's some children. Yeah, I just want to make an excuse here. I have to keep it short because the adults can't pay attention. Okay? So if you come to me afterwards and say, that was too short, Uncle Craig, then I'm going to say, sorry, the adults, they can't pay attention so long. I want to take us to a place, because this might be uncomfortable for some of you. I want to share a part of my journey. You know, I served in Children's Church in Amanas for a while, and it was amazing. There was a stage, though, we did a lot of role-playing, where I said to them, look, I just want to ask you, can I, in the role play next time, be one of the other apostles? Because they kept making me Jesus, and it was becoming awkward, because after the church service, the kids would take me to their parents to meet Jesus. And I was like, I don't want that lightning bolt. Okay? It's a lot of pressure. So, I really have a heart for Children's Church. This church has a heart for Children's Church. Children are important. They are the kingdom. Okay? That is our future. So in this church, this morning, even on my way here, I was thinking, I wonder if God planted this church so that he could have a children's church here. It was just a thought that came to my mind, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with doing what we do here so that the children can get the seed they get in Children's Church. Because I can tell you, they get good seed. I don't know if you've been speaking to the kids. This year, they've been on a journey. They are going through every book of the Bible. Have you been through every book of the Bible? And they're being taught, what is this book about? Why is it written? Why is it recorded? Why did the Holy Spirit inspire it? What does it tell us about Jesus? I mean, okay, I want to go to Children's Church. Huh? It's good. So for myself, it wasn't a hard call to make this morning. We've got a lot of sick people in the house. My wife isn't here because I got some ill children at home, and we got some ill children. Sunal has gone home. Her kids are ill as well. And it wasn't a hard call to make this morning. It wasn't a hard call because let the children come to me. That's the heart. So if that challenges you, that's good, because then God is just kindly, while it is the day of salvation, he's showing you there might be a hardening that's happened here for you. Okay, there might be a hardening that's happened here for you. Because I want to read for us. And I was just challenged about this on Friday. Dion shared the testimony of youth. What you didn't hear was, it was a conversation between Nadine and myself on the phone quickly on Friday afternoon. Because they got to the venue, and the venue is double booked. And the keys to the other venue we have, Debbie is supporting your RP, so she's there with so we didn't have the keys to the other venue. And in my heart, I was just like, okay, well, that's it, Lord. And I just said, well, Nadine, then we call it quits. Like, we don't have a venue. But you see, Nadine and Ralph, they understand something more about the kingdom than I do sometimes, often. And they said, no, if you can just give us the overhead screen, then we can do it at our house. Because their heart is right. Mine was like, no, let's just say no. Let's just call it. So I was challenged there. I had to go, that's better. That's a better story. So I want to read for us from Mark chapter 10. And they were bringing the children to him that he might touch them. And the disciples rebuked them. You know how often, these are guys that have been walking with Jesus for 3 years, the disciples, and they've started understanding the crowds and all the things that they have to get up to and do. And now there's a bunch of kids coming through. And they're like, it is wild. Ons soek orde. Right? So they rebuked them. I don't know if you maybe had that thought, like, what's going on here this morning? He rebuked them. But, and here, kids, listen to this. But when Jesus saw it, hear the heart of Jesus. He was indignant and said to them, to his disciples, he said, let the children come to me. Do not hinder them. For to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them. And that right there is such a display of the gospel, because it does not matter how much knowledge we have, how smoothly our operation is here on a Sunday morning. We cannot add to the work that Jesus has done. We cannot add to the work that Jesus has done. This is a great celebration in the morning. But what he has done is sufficient no matter what your age is. That's why he says you must come like a child. Children are willing to believe. They hear the word. They go, that makes sense. So I believe that. I put my trust in what Jesus has done instead of what I must do. Right? Is that good news to anybody here? That's good news to me, because this morning I woke up with I had prepared a work. And God was like, I've got a different plan. But the gospel still says the work is finished. So for all of us here, this scripture must challenge us, must remind us that the work is done. We can come so that he, Jesus, the living, resurrected Lord, can lay his hands on us. There's no separation between us. Sometimes we're like, no, we must tick all these boxes. Our church must follow all this rhythm. These things must be in place before we can come. And Jesus says, no, just let them come to me. I've done the work. There's no separation between us. I've dealt with it. So, I actually want us to do something practical here this morning. This is just a short word of encouragement, because you may have found yourself suddenly like challenged by the fact that church is not the way it is usually here. Or maybe you're excited by that. That's good. I'm glad for that. Maybe you're seeing something about maybe where you want to get involved in this church. That's also good. But what I want us to turn to the children around us. Because Jesus said, let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. So what we're going to do is, if there are children around you, sit around them. If there are no children around you, get close to wherever there is. What we're going to do, we're going to bless the children. Every one of you is qualified to pray for the children here. So let's gather around the children. We're going to be the hands and feet. Move your chairs. We have to pack away the chairs anyway afterwards so you can make chaos. We have to put the school benches back. Our all the children surrounded. All right. And we're going to do this. We're going to pray a blessing over them. Will you, is there a way we can put numbers 6 on there, Esther? This is just in case you haven't got something on your heart to pray for the child. But you can end your prayer with this anyway. I think it's number 6. Where is that? You know what I'm looking for? There we go, at the end, verse 24. Sorry, I repeat it so often. I pray this for my kids in the car every day when I drop them off for school. So, from verse 24. If we can just put up there, verse 24 to 27. Cool. Can you see that? So what we're going to do, we're going to, as the Spirit leads you, just pray. Everybody together. Everybody together. You don't have to wait one at a time. And when you close your prayer, I want you to close with that. Okay. Okay, if you will, if you'll stand with me, if you're done. So Peter writes that he has made us a king, the Father, he has made us a kingdom and priests unto him. So turn to the person to your left, say, you are a priest in the house. You're a priest in the house. And the person to your right, you're a priest in the house. So what we're going to do as priests, we're going to just, let's stretch out our hands and just do that. We're just putting it out there. We're going to read this together over ourselves and over one another. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And so shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them. Amen. Let's grab some coffee. Amen.